Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Today our focus is on a lawmaker with one of the most unique backstories in Congress, Representative Charisse Davids, who represents the 3rd District of Kansas. She's known not only as one of the first Native American women elected to Congress, but also for her past career as a professional mixed martial artist. Leah, let's get into the details.
It's a remarkable story, Stephen.
I know that Representative Davids was raised by a single mom who was an Army drill sergeant, which sounds like a very formative experience. Can you walk us through her early life and the path that led her toward public service?
Absolutely. That background is key to understanding her. Charisse Davids was born in West Germany in 1980 and was indeed raised by her mother, a 20-year Army veteran. As a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin, she grew up with a deep connection to her Native American heritage. Her educational journey is also notable. She started at Johnson County Community College before transferring to the University of Missouri, Kansas City, where she earned her bachelor's degree in business administration. Her ambition didn't stop there. She went on to earn her Juris Doctor degree from the prestigious Cornell Law School. This progression from community college to an Ivy League law school highlights a persistence and drive that would become evident throughout her varied career.
So before she was in the House of Representatives, she was literally in the ring as a professional mixed martial artist. That's a huge career change. How does someone go from the MMA world to the halls of Congress?
It's a very unconventional path. She began training in martial arts in her late teens and started competing as an amateur fighter in 2006, eventually going professional in 2013. While that's the most famous part of her pre-political career, she was also building a deep resume in law and economic policy. After law school, she worked for a major law firm and later lived on Native American reservations, working on community and economic development for tribal communities. A significant turning point was her selection for the prestigious White House Fellowship Program during the Obama administration. That experience gave her firsthand exposure to the highest levels of the federal government. When she decided to run for Congress in 2018, she brought all of these experiences together, the fighter's tenacity, the lawyer's precision, and the policy advisor's knowledge, to flip a long-held Republican seat in a suburban Kansas City district.
As a member of the powerful House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, Representative Davids has a direct hand in major national projects. What does that focus and her broader legislative record tell us about her political priorities?
Her committee assignments are very telling. As a Democrat representing a largely suburban district, her focus is often on pragmatic, kitchen-table issues. Her position on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee allows her to advocate for federal funding for roads, bridges, public transit, and airport improvements in the Kansas City metropolitan area. She's also a co-chair of the New Democrat Coalition, a large bloc of centrist pro-economic growth Democrats in the House. This signals that her legislative priorities often center on finding pragmatic solutions, supporting small businesses through her work on the Small Business Committee, and promoting workforce development. She frequently emphasizes lowering healthcare costs, particularly the price of prescription drugs, and protecting provisions of the Affordable Care Act. Her voting record generally reflects a more moderate, business-friendly Democratic platform aimed at appealing to the independent and suburban voters in her competitive district.
All right, before we wrap this up, let's get one more interesting or lesser-known fact about Representative Davids.
I have a great one. Beyond her legal, political, and athletic careers, she is also a published author. In 2021, she co-authored a children's picture book titled Charisse's Big Voice, A Native Kid Becomes a Congresswoman. The book tells her own life story in an accessible way for young readers, aiming to inspire children, especially those from underrepresented communities, to pursue their dreams and see themselves as future leaders. It's a project that directly ties into her public role as a trailblazer and a role model.
That's a fantastic look at the career of Representative Charisse Davids. Thanks for all the detail, Leah.
You're welcome, Stephen. Join us next time for another episode of The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast.
I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Thanks for listening.